USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has not publicly commented on a restrictive new Alabama abortion law since Governor Kay Ivey signed it last week. It doesn't include exemptions for pregnancies caused by rape and incest. Now a spokesperson for the Trump campaign is suggesting that President Trump does disagree with that law. Kaylee McEnany saying,
the president has been clear since the last campaign he is for exceptions for rape and incest in the life of the mother.
She was speaking on MSNBC. From Missouri to Mississippi, people are being warned to watch out for more tornadoes today as a severe weather outbreak continues to head east. It spread havoc in the Central Plains from Friday through yesterday. Nebraska and Kansas seeing about 40 tornadoes on Friday. 10 more reported yesterday in Oklahoma and Texas. So far, no reports of any fatalities. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A Republican lawmaker breaking with the GOP to say President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct, as Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan is the first Republican after the Mueller report dropped to say that the president has engaged in impeachable behavior. He tweeted yesterday that Attorney General Barr deliberately misrepresented Mueller's report and concluded that few members of Congress had actually read the report. Many of those in the crowded field of Democrats running for the White House were out and about yesterday. Bernie Sanders was in Augusta, Georgia, where he said of President Trump,
he thinks that if he can get one group to hate another group, he can't get reelected. Well, I got some bad news for Donald Trump. That ain't going to work in 2020.
And at a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, Pete Buttigieg said of constitutional reform,
I think we can look at constitutional reforms to do things like end Citizens United and take money out of politics.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Detroit police say an officer shot by a suspect last night is in stable condition, and the police chief, James Craig, says he's expected to recover. Craig says the suspect was driving the wrong way in an alley at a high rate of speed when he was pulled over by three cops. The suspect injured two of the officers with his vehicle and then opened fire, wounding the third officer. Officers returned fire, hitting the suspect five times, and he's now in critical condition. A judge will rule this upcoming week on lawsuits filed against the border wall. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
Sierra Club managing attorney Gloria Smith says a 1,500-mile border wall would damage the environment.
Sierra Club members are dedicated to protecting fragile ecosystems and longstanding communities on the southern border. And obviously building a 1,500-mile contiguous wall is certainly not going to help us in that endeavor. You know, there's many people that live all along the border who are threatened by this wall.
California and 19 other states brought one lawsuit. The Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition filed the other. The judge plans to make a decision next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And Game of Thrones fans across the U.S. will be glued to their screens tonight as the final episode of the popular HBO series will be tonight in the U.S., but it's going to be aired on Monday in the rest of the world. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.